My morning routine. Good stuff. Ross, how are we doing? Cool. Right, let's get on with it. So the purpose of why I wanted you to do that today was because I wanted to, for you to, number one, feel good about yourself. I wanted you to feel like, as exhausting as it might have been, afterwards, hopefully you felt pretty good about actually achieving something, feeling slightly fulfilled, achieving maybe something we haven't done for a little while, and mentally, emotionally, and physically feeling quite good and proud of yourself, which you should be if you haven't done anything for a while. To be honest with you, the numbers don't make any difference. It doesn't matter how quick or slow, how many press-ups you did, set-ups, or whatever the challenge. It could have been like a 10-mile run. Do you know what I mean? It's just getting out there and doing something, which is something we take for granted, right? We don't do it enough of it. And I want you to feel like that warrior on that best effort mile and a half, building that elite operator mindset that we've been talking about. Now, before we get into the questions, I just want to go through my theories on fitness, especially for the audience of gentlemen that we have in the group. And I want to talk about the importance of it and how it all links back to what we spoke about. All right, so here, remember what we're always coming back to is finding structure amongst the chaos. All right, just finding structure amongst the chaos. That's our theme. Remember, the chaos comes down to work, so pressures, stress, and uncertainties. Okay, that all kind of builds up with the chaos. And what we're trying to do is build our foundations through our four pillars to be solid, to be able to cope, to be able to manage, to be able to control, to have order within our mindset, within our habits, within the way that we live our life, so we can live the life that we want to live, to ultimately be the best version of ourselves on that pedestal. And that when we are the best version of ourselves, that then just spirals out into other areas of our life, being a better husband, being a better dad, an employee, a business owner, a boss. And that's what we're trying to create. So for me, when it comes down to fitness, okay, there is one key statement here, and you can probably see it there: fit for life. I think when we get to a certain period in our life, we kind of have to drop the ego side of fitness, worrying about how big the biceps are or the abs are or the chest are. If you're interested in that, that's great. But many of us have mortgages to pay. Many of us have kids to look after. Many of us are juggling a work-life balance. And I feel that the expectations of what we want visually, mentally, maybe are slightly unrealistic. What we're trying to do is not train to be bodybuilders, personal trainers, or fitness instructors. We are training to be fit for life. That means having the energy to get through the day, to have a career, to be a dad, to be a husband, to have a sex life, to come home after a day's work and your kid says, let's play football, let's play basketball, and have the energy for that. For me, fitness for you guys is about this: being fit for life. And that is so important. And under the headline of fitness come three pillars: physical, emotional, and mental. And I've chosen three key words for each one. So for physical, we are looking to feel good. I want you guys to feel good. Whenever I work with anyone on any of my programs, I put out workouts, but I don't care what you do, okay? When people come and do the 28-day program, there is a workout or HIIT workouts for you to do, and there is how to track your calories and manage your nutrition, but that's only a very small byproduct of working on your structure as a whole. Now, I used to just be a fitness instructor. I used to just online work with guys to get them fit. And it frustrated the life out of me why those guys would not sustain a routine, would not sustain the workouts and the nutrition that I know would change the way that they made, the way that they would look and feel. And I got to realizing that actually the half of the problem is that there is no structure and that chaos is just taken over. So over the years, I focus more on the mentality, the resilience, the control level, keeping order of your life, all right? So that you can train, so that you can, it becomes part of your lifestyle. It becomes a non-negotiable. With the outcome of feeling good. Feeling good physically. I don't necessarily have to have a six pack or biceps or a chest. I just need to feel good. I just want to wake up and I don't want to have a sore back. I want to wake up and I don't want to sore knees. I just want to wake up and I want to feel light. I want to feel energetic. I want to feel like when I take my t-shirt off, I'm comfortable around people. All right, and that's what's really important to understand when it comes to physical. Also, inside out, what I mean by that is working on ourselves internally. So internally looking at ourselves in the mirror and going, I'm happy with that. Putting on clothes, feeling confident. Then the last one here is managing our limitations and expectations. Realizing that maybe you are not conditioned right now to be able to go and run a half marathon, a marathon. Maybe you're not conditioned to lift 100 kilograms on a deadlift, but none of that matters. It's about realizing what you are capable of right now, whether that's a mile and a half run, whether that's a 5K run, whether that's gym work, whether that's a HIIT routine or a bike ride. It's knowing your limitations and managing your expectations of yourself. If we reverse back to yesterday, we spoke about the 1% increase a day. Moving forwards 1% a day, every single day, okay? And moving forward so that we progress and we condition to become fitter and stronger and push our limitations as our mindset and resilience become stronger as well. This physical side of the fitness brings perspective to our life, because when we're physically active, it allows us to stop overthinking. It allows to put perspective on situations in the bigger picture. So looking at life, okay, through a different mindset and different set of eyes. Now the mental side, this is where we talk more about our control. So control of our time and our energy and our thought processes, becoming the elite operator. So building up that alter ego that we can do it, that we are capable, that we can throw ourselves into something that maybe we're not used to. Like today, you were building that elite operator. I got you to do that task because we were trying to build that subconscious mind, that alter ego. It's building resilience. And what this does is build character. So we're trying to build character inside of you as a guy. And we're doing that through the mental side of the fitness. So fitness, building ourselves mentally. That then increases our structure here to be able to deal with a lot of the chaos much better. You're a lot fitter and healthier and stronger and more resilient to be able to deal with everything that's thrown your way. All these sort of scenarios that are going on here, work, pressures, stresses, uncertainties. Then there's the emotional side of it. And I feel that when we focus and we're fit for life and we're working physically and we're building mentally, emotionally is just as important. Okay, so we're looking to enjoy fitness. If you don't like running, don't run. If you don't like going to the gym, don't go to the gym. Do stuff that you enjoy, that you can connect with, that you can be passionate about. You know, it might be a martial arts, it might be swimming, it'd be cycling. It doesn't matter. If you don't want to do the HIIT workout, then go walking every single morning. If you did 10,000 steps a day, so in my mastermind coaching platform, we'll set the guys a challenge to do 310,000 steps over July. That's 10,000 steps a day. And that's manageable, okay? So they get enjoyment from that. Building confidence in yourself, okay? And building reassurance that you are good enough. That's self-belief. So when we look at that old fitness model, when we look at fitness and bringing it into our lives, this is what we're trying to bring, okay? All of these three pillars, phys, emotional, and mental, bringing these sub-chapters in to strengthen our structure. And the more that we work on ourselves, the more we can get up and find time to control the time and control the energy, the more perspective, the bigger our character and the bigger our identity, okay? Because the emotional side develops our identity. And these three things are all filtering into our structure. This is, in theory, your state of mind, if you like. Very much like the book, like I talk about in the book. Everything's coming back to reinforcing that structure to deal with that chaos, to manage life better. All right, guys, does that make sense? Once you've got to this point where I'm asking you, just hit the blue thumb button so I know that you're with me, that you've caught up on the time lapse and that this is making sense to you. While you do that, I shall get the questions up. Cool, good, thanks guys. It's just good, obviously, it's very difficult talking to a phone and I'm not looking at people nodding going, yeah, I get it. So it's just a little bit of communication between us so that we can know where we are and that this is making sense to you. And by the way, I just want to say, like, to the guys that are watching, and you're watching live or you're watching back, that's great. There are 370 people that registered for this 5-day challenge. And everyone is baffled when I say to them, only 10% of those people show up. Like, if you look at that now, there's 41, I reckon there's another 15 that will watch back. I reckon there's 55 people engaged. That's 310 guys that haven't shown up, that have missed this opportunity to show up and do something about it. You'll see guys come and go. And that is the chaos taking over. Missed opportunities to grow. Missed opportunities to grow. This is a milestone. These 5 days are a huge opportunity, guys, for you to grow, to build, all right? So let's smash through these questions again. Please hold the questions through if you're watching live, and then we'll open that opportunity to get in there. So I'm going to rattle through these. What's the best exercise to do to get the best endorphin fix? So no exercise that I suggest is going to be right for everybody. So it comes down to personal preference. I would just say know what your limitations are, and I would say know what your expectations are and how far you can push. So if you're always working out, you can get an endorphin fix from doing a 4-mile walk. Okay, you can get an endorphin fix from doing a few bicep curls. It really depends on the individual. If you have overexerted yourself and feel like you have to lay down and crash out, how do you avoid doing this midday? I would say manage your energy levels. Look at when the best time is. If you are going to do that at lunchtime, don't work out at lunchtime. Manage your manage your effort levels. Manage your effort levels through the exercise. You don't have to push yourself to the brink where you have to lie down all the time. Even if you're fatigued and you have an illness, James, which I know that you do, cut back on the effort level. Do more little and often than like fewer and harder, okay? Little and often to the level that you're at, and control the ego and don't allow the ego to push you. That's going to end up crippling you in terms of putting you on the floor, all right? So allow yourself just to be lighter and be more frequent with the exercise, James. Do you or other guys have a set activities to use, reinvigorate and revitalize yourselves in this situation without sleeping? I think a cool down will probably help. 100% doing a cool down, doing some mobility, walking around. Whenever I've done an exercise that's quite intense, I just walk around the block to bring the heart rate down. How often would you do these exercises to see how much I've improved, as I want to show integrity to myself by showing up and doing it? Good question, Steve. So something like this would probably be beneficial once a month. And I think, you know, depending on you as a person and how much you train, you can set like a little date at the first Saturday of every single month. You can go, right, fitness test, fitness challenge. But there will become a time when you won't necessarily see as much progress because you'll end up reaching your peak. That's the point when you need to change. We do that in the mastermind. So there's monthly challenges or there's quarterly challenges. It's always like a different challenge, whether it's mentally or physically. You can't keep repeating the same challenge because you end up like losing the flame for it. So once you've done it a few times, mix it up. What's the best exercise for an unfit 46 year old who does a physical demanding job? I want to get fit but not damage myself. So again, this is personal preference. When it comes to exercise, there is no best exercise. There is just exercise. So go for a walk, go for a swim, go for a cycle. Only you can figure that out. And the only way to figure out doing that is give each one a go and see what works best for you. Again, manage your ego, manage the level of effort that you put into that workout. So if you do weights, don't feel like you have to put on heavy weights to keep up with everyone around you. Just do light weights at slower reps. Be lighter, but more consistent. Guys, exercise is literally about, if you showed up done 3 20-minute sessions a week, that was 1 hour commitment out of 168 hours. 3 20-minute light sessions, 3 20-minute runs around the block, 3 20-minute walks, 3 20-minute swims, 3 20-minute cycles. Do you know what I mean? Manage the energy levels. If you are getting to that point where you are damaging yourself, you've allowed your ego to overtake your logical brain. Okay, stop competing against the version of yourself that was 20 years ago. If you are 46, then work out like a 46-year-old that's not exercising regularly. That means building up. That means accepting that you are not where you want to be, of course, but you can build up. So a gentle run, a gentle gym workout. Because where you could be in 6 months to 8 months if you showed up every single week for 20 minutes, 3 times a week, you could be advanced greatly. How do you keep below the injury line? Use common sense. Don't allow your ego to overtake you. Otherwise, you will injure yourself. Know your limitations and be honest with yourself. People and their expectations go flying off the handle and the ego takes them off somewhere and goes, no, it's fine. It's all right, mate. I've got it. Yeah. Bang, back's gone. That's you out of action for 6 months. Do you do this daily or have a monitoring routine that you stick to? So I don't do that. That's not my thing, the challenge. It used to be, but it's not anymore. I like jiu-jitsu and I like cycling. I like golf. I like walking and running. I've done 250 milers this year. So like if I was doing it, like I said to one of the other lads, do it monthly, start of each month. JB, in your opinion, what is the best group of exercises for reducing excess weight fat around the stomach belly? Would you recommend HIIT, prolonged exercise? So exercise has very little to do with the gut around you. It is predominantly your nutrition. Okay, predominantly your nutrition. So what you need to be doing is managing your calories. It doesn't, no fad diets, just managing your calories. So if you go to, Google, type that in, TDEE, total daily energy expenditure calculator. So TDEE calculator, fill out the form, okay? Put whatever you work out and that will tell you what your, how many calories you need a day, okay? Whatever you need a day, okay? Times that by 7, that's how many days in the week there are. Add it up and that will be your calorie allowance for the week. All right, so if you're, for example, if your daily calorie allowance was 2,000, over a week, you're allowed 14,000. Okay, let's just do this here. I've got the whiteboard, can you see that? All right, so let's say on 2,000 a day, times 7 equals 14,000. All right, this is your calorie allowance for the week. All right, so instead of working it out daily, you're going to work it out weekly. What you'll do is start on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 7 days of the week. Okay, so in theory, 2,000 right across here, bang, it's 14,000. But the way that we have our habits and our daily, our habits on our events and the way we live our lives is that usually between Friday and Saturday, you know, we have a barbecue, you know, we have weddings, we go out for a few beers with the boys. So we usually have more calories. So if I was to give myself an extra 500 calories here, an extra 1,000 calories here, and an extra 1,000 calories here, because we go and have roasts and we have dinners, it's out of normal routine. That leaves me 6, 7, 8, that's 8,500. Okay, that leaves me 5,500. Okay, to spread right across these 4 days. Now, I don't have a calculator. I haven't got my phone. So whatever, what you would do is divide that by four. So 5,500 divided by four would go across Monday through to Thursday, and that would be your daily calorie allowance there. Does that make sense? If it makes sense, hit the blue thumb button so I know that you're with me still. I'll just wait for you to catch that up. Great, perfect. Now, if you want to lose body fat, this figure here at 14,000, okay, you minus anywhere between 10 and 20%. You can never find your exact calorie count. But what you can do is test and adjust. So you minus 15%. So when I take 15% off here, so 10% would be 1,400, 5% would be 700, so that's 2,100. So now I'm gonna take, so it's 11,800. I think I've done that right in terms of my maths. It's not brilliant. So I think 14,000 minus 15% leaves me 11,800. That's a deficit. So that's what now I have to work out in terms of across the week. This is my fat loss, okay? Because I'm in a deficit. I might have got the digits wrong. I'm not the brain box of the world in terms of maths. But whatever your weekly allowance is, just take 15% off, and then whatever that final figure is, distribute it. And you can see where we are basing our lifestyles and taking into consideration our lifestyles here. It's different at the weekend because here's work, eat, sleep, repeat. We're pretty in a good routine here, so it's a lot easier to manage these calories. It's like being given £14,000 to spend for the week. And at the weekends, you'd end up spending more because you actually have the time to go shopping for clothes. And during the week, you don't spend as much because you're restricted because of your schedule and routine with work, life, family. I hope that makes sense. But calories is a long-term play. Okay, calories is a long-term play. You use MyFitnessPal, you scan all your food. It takes a bit of time to get into the habit of doing it. You can set an alarm on your phone, five alarms if you want, right across the day. They just say calories, and they just remind you to keep inputting those calories into the database on MyFitnessPal. So you're all over it. Cool. As mentioned yesterday in the live, I am really struggling with my weight at the moment, which is having a huge knock-on effect. I have a heart that wants to hit it hard, but a head that's telling me no. Any advice on the challenge? This would be greatly appreciated. So get your calories in order today, tonight. Make sure that you do it. And then start very light with your exercise. So walking, depending on where you are. Manage the ego, Luke. Don't try and think you can run up like 50 miles or 5 miles. And make sure that you are managing your levels of expectation. Fasting's not for me. It's personal preference. I don't really believe it's sustainable. Why would you not want to not eat in the morning or only eat between 12 and 5? I love eating. I want to eat all day as long as I'm within my calorie. Like, it just doesn't make sense why you would torture yourself with fasting. But again, each to their own. All the lads that do the 28 day and do the mastermind all do calorie tracking, and each one of them lose weight without us even having to focus on it. We teach that in more detail. We put a ton of workouts in. We make sure the guys have scheduled in time to work out. Boom. Because everything's been built around the structure. See, the health is just a byproduct of the bigger picture. Fat loss, weight loss. Most of you are not losing weight because your routines are all over the place. Because the chaos, all of the chaos of life is stopping you from being consistent. And when you do feel like you're on it for 2 weeks. And then straight away, the chaos drags you straight back in. Oh my God, quick Big Mac, quick sausage egg McMuffin, quick sausage roll. No idea whether you're tracking or not. You track your finances. I guarantee every single one of you manages your finances. And it's just doing the same with calories, right? Right, I'm not going to answer questions here, guys. I'm just going to smash these questions here and then I'll come back to them. How do you stop overthinking things And can you recommend a good affiliated course to the best routine in being a life coach? I don't really know any, to be honest. I just went from kind of like using my experience. I think doing a life coach qualification, do you need one? Or can you just use your, I feel that if you have experience of a busy life or you've gone through things in your life, I think you can share that experience. I don't consider myself a life coach at all. I would say more of a mindset, a mental resilience type of coach. And I feel that that was vastly more important than a life coach. Who am I to tell people how to live their life? My role is more of a mentor. So whenever I coach people on my 28-day program or all of the lads, all the nearly 200 lads that are on our mastermind coaching program, I'm more of a mentor and guide based on the failures that I've had or the experiences I've had. And I have spoken to thousands of lads on the phone over the last 8 years. So I have a really good understanding about how the male brain works. So to me, that's just experience, you know. But don't let that deter you. I would say Tony Robbins' life coach course is probably good, for sure. And overthinking things, I think when it comes to overthinking, we probably are fighting a perfect mentality. The perfect mentality cripples quite a lot of people. It's like, oh, but what if this happens? What if that happens? You know, what if the world blows up tomorrow? Do you know what I mean? It's just kind of learning to let go of the things that we don't have control of and focus purely on the things that you do have control of. Each and every single person watching this has the capabilities to change the way that they live their life. Some of you are not happy. Some of you are not fulfilled. Some of you hate your career. Some of you are unfit. Every single one of you, I'm sure, wants to improve their life. Every single one of you has that capability of just starting right now. In fact, you have started. You are in the process of starting that. I had a double hernia repair surgery last week and being advised it takes 4 weeks before I can resume to normal activity, workouts, pulling, lifting. Can you recommend any safe exercise? I'm currently just walking daily. Don't do anything than just walking daily, Joe. If you rupture that, that's you out for another 4 to 5 months. This is where the ego has to manage the levels that you're at. Just walk, okay? Manage your calories and be patient. Recommend regarding fitness, it's always been all or nothing. I either do 6 months full on or 6 months eating bad, doing nothing. How can I maintain fitness all the time as part of my life? And what do I need to cut out or include in my diet to get rid of man boobs? Sorry for two questions. I'm just going to charge you for that, mate. So we've spoken about how to get rid of man boobs, this and training. The way that you do training is not being all or nothing. If you remember yesterday, I spoke about moving forward at 1% all of the time. Small micro wins. Having the emotional connection of why you have to show up. What the mission is. Why are we here? What are we doing this for? And everyone's like, ah, I'm on it. I want to get on that fitness. I'm all hard. Off. When you manage this structure box, when you control the chaos, when you control all of the distractions and all of the things that pull you away from you doing what you want to do, that's when you'll be more consistent. It's not necessarily about your fitness regime, it's about your lifestyle as a whole. How do you manage work? How do you manage your pressures? How do you manage the stresses, the uncertainties? Being a father, being a boss, being a business owner, being a husband. When you manage all of that and this box gets thicker and you become more resilient and you have more control, then you stay on your fitness regime. That's how we do it. And everyone's thinking, well, what exercises do I need? What this? It's not. It's this in here. You need to control your brain. You need to talk to it more. You need to nurture it more because everything you do is a state of mind. Everything. It's the things that we teach. What I teach when I work with students, when I work with clients, is how to make this structure unbreakable. And by the way, this might sound a bit weird, but when you go through life and you have children and you have a career and you're married and you have a mortgage, you transition from being like a 20-year-old bachelor. The problem is we're never taught how to deal with all of these pressures. We're never taught how to deal with the chaos. In theory, this is a re-education about how we need to adjust our lives to be able to cope. We are learning every single day. There is no pamphlet here of, oh my God, how do I deal with being a stressed out dad? How do I deal with being in a career I hate? How do I deal with having man boobs? How do I deal with being emotional? How do I deal with my partner being sick? This, you know, there is no how-to of doing this. What we need to do is open up, drop our ego, and open up to a new way of thinking that allows us to have more control and learn how to live again. We are learning how to live again. When I went through my dark patch and I came out the other side, I was learning how to live again. I had to learn how to live a different way. It's like somebody who loses a leg. Excuse me. They have therapy, mentally and emotionally, and they learn to live a different way because they have to adjust for a prosthetic leg. We are doing that in terms, but for our brains and the way that we think. Cool. Is this, I hope this is all making sense, guys. You know, I don't know everything, and everything I say is not always necessarily right, but this is just based on like what I say on experience. I know what works. We've had a lot of guys coming through. You know, I've worked with a lot of different guys. And it always comes down to like the majority of what works. And it is what it is. This is how I guess one man's point of view is not the same as everyone's. But as long as you're getting some value out of it, I think that's all that matters. Kev, measurements. James, how often do you measure progresses in body weight? Do you take measurements of waist, arms, etc., after pics, calories? Bonus question. Fire me some good podcasts. Okay, cool. So I don't ever measure. I don't ever weigh myself. I literally don't care. I haven't weighed myself in years. In fact, the last time I weighed myself was 2019 when I was in a jiu-jitsu tournament and I had to make sure I was underweight. That is the last time I weighed myself. I've got no idea what my waist is. I don't care. The way that I see myself and my fitness is fit for life. Can I keep up with my 14-year-old boy who's trying to choke me out all the time? Can I deal with my 16-year-old daughter? Can I deal with my 4-year-old daughter? Can I deal with my 1-year-old daughter? Can I deal with my missus? You know, when I look in the mirror, am I happy? Yep, good. Do I feel good in clothes? Yep, and the minute I do. For me, it's about feeling good internally, here, emotionally, mentally, and that's how I judge my fitness, okay? Podcasts, oh man, it depends what you're into, guys. Like, if you want to do a fitness one, then go into fitness. Like, it's a state of mind. It's my one, so that's what I recommend. Type in whatever you like on the podcasts and just see what's there. Start listening to different podcasts. I'm more of an audiobook. I haven't listened to a podcast for a while. I'm more of an audiobook type of guy. Okay, 3 questions left and then we'll go to the other side. Any small tips on getting your fizz done on days you can't be asked, please? I will ask yourself what the alternative is. I would say is 1, if I don't do this workout, well, I'm going to keep feeling sorry for myself. I'm going to keep piling on the weight. I'm going to keep building up my man boobs. And I'm going to keep being unhappy. But if I work out, man, I'm going to feel pretty good about myself. I'm going to look in the mirror and go, yeah, pretty good. Feel fulfilled. Accomplishment. Momentum. So I kind of like look at both sides of the coin and go, do I want the blue pill, which makes me feel awful? Do I want the red pill? Well, that's a better life. That leads to better things, okay? Plus, have that emotional connection to it, yeah? Oh, I dislocated my thumb yesterday. It is murderous. I need to shift at least 10 kilograms of body weight, of body fat. Can I work it off through exercise? I'm 104. Diet. Diet, diet, diet. Calories, 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 calories. Okay, how long would this take without compromising strength and muscle? Everybody's different. Like, I got like 2 weeks, 14 hours, 37 minutes, 25 seconds. It would be a guess if I was to say tell you how long it's going to take you to lose 10 kilograms. Okay. I think you've got to get your calories under control, and I think you have to manage your training as well. Some of that weight might be muscle in terms of it's on there. You know, how do you determine you want to lose 10 kilograms of body fat? So I would definitely say manage your calories. Get it off. If you need to lose 10 kilograms of body fat, TDEE is your friend. Guys, if there's any questions on the other side, if you're watching live now, please feel free to start asking those questions. Please keep them short and sharp because it's hard to read them on the comments on the phone. Just snappy. Just tell me what you want the answer to if I haven't already answered it. I've got arthritis in my hips and have managed it by losing a couple of stone, by cutting refined carbs out. I've plateaued now and get into pain if I run or cycle. Can you suggest anything, please? Start again. Get moving. Okay. Refining carbs. I've plateaued now and get into pain if I run or cycle. So find another reason to show up. Again, this is the red pill versus the blue pill. Like, you know the answer. You don't need me to tell you that you need to start going again, that you need to find a goal or some emotional connection. Your emotional connection is not having pain, surely. If you don't do it regularly, and remember, you don't need to overload yourself. You can just do it small steps, small exercise, manageable exercise, managing the ego. Cool. Guys, we've rattled through them. Good questions as well, by the way. Any other questions on the other side? How has this been? Is this helping? I really hope this is helping. Remember, tomorrow we're going to be live at 6 o'clock because if I do it at 7, no one's going to be here because you're going to be watching England. So we're going to be at 6 only for tomorrow. Okay, only for tomorrow. Rather than dropping calories, is it worth cutting out the booze and too much processed food and sugar first? But how would you know what you need to eat? It's like saying, well, I've roughly got a grand in my bank, so that should roughly cover the mortgage and all of the bills. But I don't actually know. I won't check. I'll almost just wait to get the red letter through to say your payments have been declined or not paid. You need to manage what goes in to your body. Drink and alcohol are things that, yep, have high calories, but if we don't manage them, we have no idea about what we're putting into our body or how much. Good man, Daryl, it's great to see. Do you have a good meal ideas, please? Oh man, guys, like, no, this is the answer. Like, your best bet is to go to Muscle Food. Look at Muscle Food and look at the pre-packed made meals. You know, I'm not a chef. Like, you know, when I eat and when I'm on it, I usually go to Muscle Food and they do tons of protein, tons of meats, tons of pre-made meals. For breakfast, I have eggs every single morning, whether it's scrambled eggs or Dippy Soldiers. You can also go and just go on Google and type in pre-made meals. I'm sure Joe Wicks does some great meals. I see him doing, always focusing on diet. I'm not really sure. I don't look in too much on it. Any tips to help me stop snacking late at night and not have any more energy in the mornings? Just don't have the snacks in the house. Have some self-control. Take yourself to bed earlier. Have a word with yourself and ask yourself what's going to happen if you keep doing this. It's like self-sabotage. Self-sabotage. I'm just going to eat at night. Just make sure those snacks are not in the house. Just take yourself to bed 2 hours earlier. You're probably doing it out of boredom. Your delivery on the last 5 days was great and you've upped your delivery again this time around. Thank you very much. This is a brand new look, 100%. Thank you so much for your insight. Anytime, James, thank you very much. What's your thoughts on using protein powders, be it diet, whey or bulking? So I use protein powders whenever I'm on it in terms of conditioning my body to just help get that level of high protein. So I would have maybe a shake with my breakfast and maybe a shake in the evening. Again, personal preference. Anytime, John. Anytime, my man. Muscle Food is excellent, guys. I can really recommend them too. Some of the prep meals are about, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's good. Thanks, Ross. So tomorrow, we're 6 o'clock. Tomorrow, there is an opportunity for some of you guys to come on and do a little extra, maybe on the 28 days if you want to, if you feel now's the right time to come and do it. Our course is non-social media. So there is no social media involved and it's run through our app, but I'll go through what it's all about tomorrow. I've been chatting to some of you on my email already, which has been like, honestly, some of you are so inspirational. You don't even realize how like amazing you're doing. And I know some of you already jumped on the 28 day already, which is what I love is committed guys and they're ready to do it. And then tomorrow we're going to talk about you being the priority as well. We're going to have a really good session and then we'll go off and hopefully watch England win, which will make it all the better. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate it. I think sometimes I'm my own worst critic and sometimes I feel like I overcomplicate it. But I think like when it comes to it, I've been doing this a long time now, you know, and I think it's, I guess it's simple for me, but not for you guys because it's like new to you. This, you know, it's you guys have taken a huge plunge, a huge leap of faith coming in here. You know, you've got lots going on. And then when it suddenly comes to you and you trying to improve yourself, it can feel quite overwhelming. And I'm very aware that this could be quite overwhelming for all of you. You know, we're firing through here. The program isn't like this. None of the programs are like this. This is 5 days to give you tons of information and you take out the gold nuggets to improve the way that you're living, right? Cool, any more questions, guys? You've got me for like another 5 minutes. So if there's anything else that you want to ask me, please feel free. One more question, is it coming? Right, it's coming home. It's coming home. Gonna beat Italy in the final 2-1. I might have put a cheeky bet on when we beat Germany. I put a cheeky offer on that. England-Italy 2-1 win in the final. Anytime, Maddie, you're more than welcome. Yep, I've just put that down there. I'd recommend the 28 days. It would change your life, guys. I'm in the mastermind. So much change in myself over the last 6 months. This is such a good program. Awesome work, JB. This is better than the previous 5-day challenge. Thanks, Kia. Appreciate it. This is brand new setup. In fact, this is actually a bit of a revamped me. I'll let you into a little secret. So like, you know, from last week, I've decided to change the way that I deliver. I think before I was probably a little bit sweary, a little bit ranty, and I really prefer not swearing and keeping it a little calmer. And I think that's just me evolving. And I think we all evolve as human beings, right? So to get those comments means the world. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I have a question regarding the 28-day challenge and my prior commitments during August. Do you want me to save it for tomorrow? You can answer it now. We've got time. Just throw that question out or you can email me at mia@boardmanjames.com if you want to. Anytime, Lee. My alter ego elite operator has messed my head up. Put my sock inside out today and I had to stop it and put it right. Love it. Just what I need to kick up the ass. P.S. Does an elite operator get smashed with the guy still? Oh, yeah. Work hard, guys. Play hard. 100%. And when you're like 20 double gins down and you're on the Jaeger bonds, you're like, come on, remember the mission. Don't stop giving out the slaps. No, I always give out the slaps. I'm pretty firm when it comes to accountability. It's real accountability, right? As those who work with me know, if you're not showing up, you're getting hunted down 100%. And the team are like team that I've got around me, ambassadors. The ambassadors helped me on a 28-day program. My number two, John, my number three, Mike, both guys have a combined 7 years experience of having worked with me. So they've come through this process and now actually work with me. Anytime, Mark. Cool. I think we're just wrapping up. I just wait one more minute, see if there's any more. Cool. I actually really enjoy these deliveries. They actually kind of are a great way to finish the day. We're actually doing another one at the end of July. The team are amazing. Thanks, Kia. Yeah, we're doing one on the 26th of July as well. Because we're just trying to, I'm not gonna go into it. Cool, I think we're there. Anything else? I'm just gonna wait. I don't want anyone else missing. Just remember tomorrow, 6 o'clock. Just remember, 6 o'clock tomorrow. I know some of you might not be able to make it live, but remember you can watch it back. I'll make it to the point and brief so you can watch it back, all right? The way it will work tomorrow is I'll introduce the opportunity for you. If you want it, it's cool. If not, you just do 5 days and you crack on. And then we'll go into the priority. I'll do my explanation. We'll do questions. And then I'll let you guys go. I know you'll be keen to get off and settle down for the game. It's not often we're in a semi-final, right? When they beat Ukraine, I was like, oh my God, is anyone even going to be on the challenge? Done a five-day challenge in 2019, amazing. 2 years later with lockdown has taken its toll. Really getting me thinking this, thanks, James. Great to have you back. Thanks for the info. Anytime, Eugene, you're more than welcome. Anytime, Anthony, we'll be watching back as the British Lions are playing. 100%, yes, James, good lad. Great stuff, anytime. Right, guys, I'm going to shoot off. I can spend some time with a good lady and a baby. I'll see you tomorrow, 6 o'clock.